Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today, my friends, I'm going to do something I haven't done in a long time, and that is I'm going to go into two different emails that are very deep, and they ask very complicated questions. And I'm going to work my way through the emails, and I think it's interesting when we get the opportunity to work through stuff like this. I'm going to try as best I can not to use the gentleman's name or his location or anything. I didn't ask for permission to give out his information, but I think it's ambiguous enough of a story that unless someone knows him very specifically, they won't know that this is about him. But I think it's really a good story in that it proves out that there's a lot to be learned about life and about finances, and there's different opinions on how that can be handled or not handled. So I'm going to dig into this. It's going to take a while. This is not one of those, you know, soundbite type of shows. This one is going to be some deep thought, and if you can hang on and follow through, I'd really appreciate it for your benefit. Before we get started, so I don't have to interrupt this, I want to remind you that this is the 35th anniversary of Lifestyles Unlimited this month. And I'm going to San Antonio, Texas tonight. I'll be there from 6 till 9 doing a case study where we're going to have a single-family panel and a multifamily panel that you can ask questions of. It'll be available if you can come in and enjoy the event live. If you can't make it, it might be simulcast. I'm not sure if this office has simulcast. But if it can be, it will be. This event will go until 9. Then after that, we'll be going out for dinner and networking. So it's going to be a great time. I can't wait to get up there and meet all the people I haven't seen in a while. And if you want to attend and you're not a member, you can join our group right now for our holiday, or not our holiday, I'm sorry, our 35th anniversary special, which is only $197 for a year for a family membership. That's husband and wife and children 18 years of age or younger. Get a one-year membership for $197. But for $1 more, for $198, you can buy a second membership, which is a complete family membership only. To obtain this discount, you're going to need to text the word radio to 88007. Text the word radio to 88007 to get that discount. So give a shot and look forward to seeing you up there tonight. So I'm going to go ahead and start with this. It's a long email, and I apologize. This is not typical radio format to go through long form entertainment, but I think it's worth it. And by the way, if you would like to get your questions answered, you can get your questions to me by sending to Ask Del. That's A-S-K-D-E-L. Ask Del at L-U-I-N-C.com. That's Lifestyles Unlimited Inc.com. So you can ask me the questions, and some of my answers, just quick email back. Some I think are relevant enough to bring onto the radio to answer for everybody. So this one says, Dear Del, I've been listening to your radio show for a couple of years on the John Fredericks Network. Thank you, John. Generally on my drive home from my former job, short story, I left my job this January to run and build my own business full time. By the way, he doesn't state what this business is. Goes on and says, last year I inherited an IRA trading account from which to take required minimum distributions in calculated amounts in order to drain it in 10 years. Since it's inherited, and I'm only 52, I don't pay any early withdrawal penalty, but I have to pay income tax on that money. Okay, so there's the setup right there. He's got this account, he's drawing money out, right? He goes on and gives some more information and says, my wife works and probably will continue. But here in Virginia, we can live quite comfortably in the 12% federal tax bracket. I manage the trading account myself and have been pretty good with the account so far, to the point that I'm earning more than I'm required to take out right now. And by the way, he's required to, because once you get to a certain point in an IRA, you have to take the money out. and it's called required minimum distributions. If this continues, my RMDs will jump up from the 12% to the 24% bracket very soon. With last year and this year's distribution, it's still hanging in around $560,000, which is quite a large chunk of money just sitting there. He's taking it out. And more than half of it is currently sitting in cash, waiting for the next good buying opportunity or to be pulled out for a better investment. All right. So there we have it. We've got some money in there he inherited, and he's being required to take it out. He's taking it out of controlled amounts, and he's taking it out in amounts that are keeping him within a certain tax bracket. That's pretty much what he's set up for so far. My plan at the moment is to withdraw what I need to keep in the 12% bracket and then to withdraw extra to cover the purchases of capital equipment for the business, which we can write off immediately. The business is an S corporation. However, this only works for this year and probably next. So there is the ability right now to write off 100% of new businesses right now. Capital improvements, capital investments in your business or in an apartment, you can write off everything on that would normally be written off in the first 15 years of owning the real estate could be written off in 1 year right now. So it's a massive time to take massive tax breaks. Okay. It goes on and says, my question now is, can passive real estate protect me from excessive income tax on my RMDs in the short term? I'm asking about passive at the moment because in the short term, I'm building another business, which keeps me busy. I plan to enroll in Lifestyles because it seems less risky than stock market in the near and long term. I currently pay more than the price for your organization. I pay for financial information from multiple sources. Thanks for the advice in advance. All right, so where are we at here? Here's what I get out of this. He seems to have figured out that or decided that his goal is to try to save as much of the money as he can by taking it out in small enough increments that he stays in the 12% tax bracket. So all he pays is 12% tax on it. However, the RMDs are going to force him to go up and pull out an amount that will push him into the 24% tax bracket. Now, my thought in this is a little different than what he's even going for. However, I will answer his question for him. His question is, will passive real estate investments cover that? And the answer is no. Passive real estate investing will allow you to use depreciation this new specialized deductions that Trump put up there will allow you to use those on real estate income only, passive real estate income. It will not allow you to use those deductions against IRA money because that is earned income. Now, if you were a real estate professional, you could take excess real estate deductions. Now, here's an interesting thing. Even as if you're not a real estate professional, you can take up to $25,000 worth of deductions of passive losses against earned income if you don't make over $100,000 a year. So I'm assuming that when he says he's in the 12% tax bracket, that's got to be under $100,000 a year. So in that case, if he's earning less than $100,000 a year, and by the way, this phases out between $100,000 and $150,000 a year. If that happens, then you can use up to $25,000 of that a year. Now, if you think about that, if that's the case in this particular case, that is going to allow you to wipe out pretty much all that you're taking out of the RMD. So the answer is, in this certain situation, yes, you could use that to cover those RMDs. So Trump's bonus depreciation and cost segregation bill is allowing you to take a 100% bonus depreciation and increased amount of 179 deduction during 2025. But guys, on this situation here, if he'd go out and buy some real estate, he's got $500,000, he could go buy a very large chunk of real estate and write almost the entire thing off. It says 100% deduction. Right now, that you can't write off the land, you only can write off the buildings. But if you can write off the improvements by 100% and 179, whatever else is, not in that group, man, this guy could take the whole amount of money out and completely change his situation. And then at that point, he could earn tax-free income from this, from the depreciation. Well, that's the question. If you use up all the depreciation up front, then there's not going to be any depreciation on the back end. But he sure could get a massive deduction this year to get that $500,000 out of there, or some portion thereof. Of course, you have to go to your CPA and see how the numbers line up. You have to buy the enough real estate to make it happen. But this is why I wanted to read this article, or not this article, but this email to you, is because this is going on this year, this Trump bonus depreciation. So if you're not out there buying a piece of real estate this year when you can write this thing off, 100% deduction, I mean, that's insane, guys. You're really, really passing up an opportunity to make a big change, a big difference in your life by doing this. In other words, you put all this money in, and you're getting a depreciation deduction that's basically going to put you right back to where you went, almost basically letting you invest for nothing, depending on where you got the money from and so forth. You're saving so much in taxes that it's amazing. Now, you can leverage this stuff. So his $500,000 could be leveraged, right? About 20% down would mean that if that's 20% of some number, four times that amount would be probably $2 million worth of real estate he could buy with this money. That would be 25% down on $2 million. That'd be a nice little chunk of real estate to pick up. So there it is. What I also point out is that as conservative as it sounds to try to figure out how to get your money out of your accounts without paying taxes on it, the real issue is that the most important thing? I've always asked people this in seminars. I said, look, how many of you think you pay too much in income taxes? Everybody in the room raises their hand. And then I say, okay, how many of you paid more than $400,000 last year in income taxes? Nobody raises their hand. I said, well, then you don't have a tax problem. The way I see it, you have an income problem. So what do you mean by that? Well, if you earned $1 million last year, you'd owe $400,000. I'm in the 40% tax bracket. So you'd have to pay that. You didn't earn that. You didn't pay that. So what are you focusing on? You're focusing on, okay, here's how much money I can make, and they're taking taxes away from me, or here's how much money I have in this account, for example, and they're taking taxes out of it. I'm going to do everything I could do to just reduce the tax burden. And I'm saying to you, wealthy people don't think that way. Wealthy people think, how can I go make more money? Even if I had to pay taxes on it, I'd rather make the $1 million and pay $400,000. Now, this guy says he's in the, 12% tax bracket. I don't mean to be mean or rude in any way, shape, or form, but I don't know what the 12% tax bracket is, but it's got to be low. In fact, I think I might even look that up when we go to break again in a minute. But it's got to be low, way lower than I'd be willing to live. I would find a way to make more than that. And he's living and trying to force himself to stay down to that. Just doesn't make a lot of sense to me. The other thing is, he says he's got another business. He's not sharing what the business is. That's a little strange. When someone comes to me for advice, financial advice, you'd want to balance out what all the different options are. So I don't know if his business is selling lemonade on the corner. I have no idea what his business is, right? And that's problematic, too. It's very hard to mentor people on what to do with their money when they only tell you some fraction of what it is you're working with. His business, whatever it is, might lead me to make a completely different consult to this gentleman about what he should do. Right now, from what he's telling me, I think he should take the $500,000 out and go buy a big piece of real estate, write it all off, and get out of paying taxes on the $500,000 this year, get it all done while he can, while you have the Trump bonus depreciation in effect. And he even knows about that, in that he is talking about doing the 179 deduction on his business. So he's obviously heard that there's some special deductions this year. That part has to be true, or he couldn't have stated that. Now, he's talking about wanting to be passive on something like this. Well, you could go buy yourself an apartment complex and put a management company in there and be pretty passive if you put a good management company in. I mean, there's still going to be some running a business, but he's running some other kind of business, right? And I don't know how much he's going to make in that other business. And then I go back and I ask this, and this is a twisted question. Well, if he wants to do this other business, is the other business making him money? And why is that not taking him out of the 12% tax bracket? Or is his wife's income, his automatic withdrawals out of the IRA and this new business all going to keep him under the 12% tax bracket? Or is that what's going to jump him up to the 24% tax bracket he's talking about? You see, it's very difficult for a mentor to be able to help you if you don't tell them the whole story. And in this particular case, I don't have the whole story. But the other thing that I think is interesting is that I've always had a belief that when you're out there doing a bunch of different things, you're the jack of all trades. You're really the master of none of them. And so if he's really got a business that's a good business, he's going to make some good money on it, he should focus on that business. Yes, he could buy passive income on the side, and all the passive income on the side, let's say he takes the 500 grand and puts it into passive income. In that, like, in other words, you get into a real estate deal and you put your money in somebody else's deal, you're just a passive investor. Whatever income that comes out of that is going to be tax-free, right? You just don't get the bonus depreciation if you're passive. You got to be active real estate investor to get that. I'm pretty sure. I probably need to read that article, Ben, the full article on that. But the bottom line is that he can buy investments that are passive income, and they're tax-free from this point forward if he doesn't use all up the depreciation the first year. So why not do that and not have to work instead of starting a company where you're going to have to work and it's only going to get you above 12% return? I don't know. Sounds crazy to me. We'll take a short break. We'll come back and hit another email with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Teaching you with a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Life is challenging and ever-changing. Take control with passive income through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Del Wamsley and Lifestyles Unlimited's investors and mentors show you. Meet Del's team and get educated now at Lifestyles Unlimited. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Just wanted to remind you that today, this month, is our 35th anniversary for Lifestyles Unlimited. And in celebration of that, I'm going to San Antonio tonight. I'll be there from 4 o'clock, although the meeting starts at 6. We have some other meetings for our members at 4, our real estate investors. And then from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock, we have the case study where you can come and see both a single-family panel, which is a group of individuals that bought single-family houses, and then a multifamily panel, a group of individuals that bought multifamily properties. And it's going to be open to questions. You can ask them whatever you want to ask them and see if you can get your questions answered to keeping you from putting real estate into your lifestyle. Afterwards, there'll be a big party, and you can attend that. And lots of networking when you go to that. So if you're not a member and you want to get into this discount we have for our 35th anniversary, you get 1 year for only $197. That's for a family membership. And for $1 more, for $198, you can get two full memberships. And both of those memberships are family memberships where the husband, the wife, and children 18 years of age or younger are a part of that membership. To obtain those discounts, you have to text the word radio to 88007. That's 88007. Text the word radio. All right. Having said that, I looked up the actual definition of this while we're at break about the bonus depreciation. What it's talking about is you have to start with cost segregation, which is what we've used to use accelerated depreciation for years. Cost segregation is a tax strategy that allows taxpayers to accelerate depreciation deductions on real estate investments. The study dissects a building's cost into components that can be depreciated over shorter recovery periods, typically 5 years, 7 years, or 15 years, instead of the standard 27.5 years. This shifts more the investment into categories eligible for accelerated depreciation, increasing early year tax deductions, and improving cash flows at the beginning of the property. With the bill's permanent 100% bonus depreciation, every dollar classified into short-life modified accelerated recovery system property through a cost segregation study can be fully deducted in the first year. This creates large upfront deductions that were previously at risk of being diminished under the old laws. They were getting rid of this stuff before Trump got reelected. So this stuff here is going to take everything up to the 15 years. So the 5-year, the 7-year, and the 15-year categories, everything that falls into those can now be written off in the first year. So those are massive deductions that you're going to want to take advantage of. And again, I finalized my conversation about this gentleman's email is that he sure is looking at this from a conservative point of view of remaining in a 12 to 24% tax bracket when the bottom line is he could go make himself a tremendous amount of money, whatever amount that would be in the choice he makes in his investments, but a tremendous amount more than what he has right now by pulling that $500,000 out, using this accelerated depreciation to pop it all in 1 year, get it all out, and not have to do those minimum deductions anymore, which allows him and his wife then to stay in the 12% tax bracket or lower because the money he earns from the real estate is going to be covered by depreciation, and he's not going to really add to his income, even though he's doing that, unless that business of his he was talking about. All right, we're going to move on now. Again, text the word radio to 88007 to get yourself in here. Tonight, I'll be up in San Antonio, so get yourself in. The next email says, "Hi, Del. Thanks for reading my question. I first heard you a couple of months ago on 97.1 FM in St. Louis. You were talking about your parents and childhood. I had to laugh more than once. We have very similar stories. We had to figure out the real world for ourselves despite the misinformation, the dysfunction, etc. Kudos to us. Then you talked about getting rental real estate. Now I'm all ears. I've been trying to do this for a couple of years, but have been unsuccessful. First, I tried finding tax delinquent properties in my county. After 6 months of almost daily searching, I have found out that all the best properties were auctioned off on the courthouse steps once a year. Oh boy, now I'm into something. Went to the auction and still nothing worthwhile. Later found out somebody somehow was getting all the good stuff before it ever gets to the county listings. Then they have a lien on it and you have to pay them whatever they want. So you now have $3,000 to $6,000 becomes much more out of your pocket, out of your reach. So my latest idea is finding distressed properties. Started looking in South Carolina after the hurricane, and this is somewhere I've been considering moving the whole time. Sounds perfect, but not easy. Most houses I'm finding are inexpensive enough for me, $10,000 to $30,000, but they need repairs in about double that amount. So now I'm back to square one. Question, is there anything or any way you can think of to get started? Any answer would be such much appreciated." Wow, this is so sad. Did you see how long he's been doing this now? It's just really sad, guys. There are real estate training courses out there. Dave Delgado, Robert Allen, Jeff McCone, Tommy Vu, the Miles, Ron LeGrand, Carlin Sheets, Robert Kiyosaki, even Donald Trump had one. And what you find is that all these midnight madness, something for nothing, instantaneously, gratificationally disease concepts are all about going out and finding that one needle in a haystack somewhere. And if you can find that one needle in a haystack somewhere, you're going to be able to buy that one house and make a decent investment. That is not what we do. We have over 50,000 clients. We've been in business for 35 years. And we buy houses every single week. They're everywhere. Not in every state, not in every city, because some cities, the numbers don't make sense. Typically, the cities that don't make sense are big cities, democratically held cities, where the rent controls are very tough on landlords. The laws are tough, and the people don't pay their bills because they know they don't have to because there's no the court system is pro-tenant, not pro-landlord. So we stay away. We don't buy in California. We don't buy in New York. We don't buy in Oregon. We don't buy in Washington State or Illinois. These are, you know, these are bad places to invest your money. The rest of the country, these deals exist. And what you don't understand is how we do it, and that's why you can't do it. You need to get in here, take the classes to learn how to do it. I'm going to give you just a light overview here, and I'm going to use some numbers that are what I call radio numbers. They're not specific to any cities, any location. They don't mean anything. They're not exact. If you go looking for these particular numbers, you'll probably not find these particular numbers. It's just a way for you to understand what we do. We go out and find a property that is being sold massively below its after repaired value. What you have to understand is that real estate, single family real estate, has appraisals. It has what it's worth. And the way they do that is you just look on the sales properties in the neighborhood, and they're called comparative sales. So this one sold for 100, this one sold for 100, the third one's worth 100. That's all there is to it. But if the house is destroyed, you can't get a loan on it. If the house is destroyed and it's not worth the $100,000, then it's going to sell for less than that. So typically, we'd look at something like a $200,000 house that we could buy for $100,000. Why would they sell for $100,000? Because they can't sell it any other way. You can't get a loan on it. And the repairs necessary to bring it back to life are somewhere around $50,000. I'm just making up a number here. So to buy this, we'd have to come up with $100,000 out of our pocket. And that's what this guy is saying, why he's looking at $10,000 to $30,000 houses. It's because he can come up with $10,000 to $30,000. But then he says the repairs are twice that amount. Well, yeah. So we're going to buy a house for $100,000, put $50,000 in renovation in it. And with that $150,000 of both purchase price and renovation, the house now worth $200,000. What we're going to do is go to our hard money lenders. We have hard money lenders in our group, and they would lend us 75% of the after repaired value. So the after repaired value is $200,000. 75% of that's $150,000, right? Now, we'd still have closing costs on that. Could be about $5,000 to $10,000 in closing costs, depending on the deal. And then we'd buy it. They'd lend us the money to buy it. We'd get vendors to go in there and renovate it. As they renovate it, the hard money lender would send inspectors out to inspect the work before they'd cut a check to the guys doing the work. Once the work has been proven out, then they send them a check and they pay them. All right, moving on. One last time before we run out of time here, I'm going to be up in San Antonio celebrating the 35th anniversary tonight. It's going to be from 6 in the evening until 9 o'clock at night. Then after that, we're going out for a networking party. Where we're going, you're going to be able to order food or adult beverages if you'd like, and then network with members, lots and lots and lots of members, so you can get your questions answered and so on and so forth. Like I said, it's only $197. $198 gets you two memberships. Get in here. Get up there tonight. See me in San Antonio. It could change your life, but you have to do something. You have to take action because, like, I follow the internet quite heavily. At my age, I'm tired of all the brain-dead news that's on TV now, where everything is about negative stuff. So I watch what I want to watch on the YouTube and, you know, other internet stuff. And I'll tell you, you can watch and watch and watch and get all kinds of really good ideas, but there's no execution there. Until you can get with someone that can help you create the execution and knows the ins and outs of this stuff, just hearing ideas, which is a good start, isn't going to get you there. I know, because I look at all this stuff and I see that all the stuff that interests me, I can't do it just by what they give you on the internet. It's not going to work. You have to have some type of specific, detailed information. And that generally needs to be followed up with some kind of mentoring, because I can listen to your story. I can look at your mistakes and solve your mistakes for you, or at least educationally educate you around those mistakes. I can't help you if you lose money. If you go out there and lose $50,000, $100,000, $200,000, it's too late. That money can't be gotten back. So isn't it worth $197, or buy two memberships for $198, give one away, and it's only $100 per membership? Isn't it worth that money to not lose $5,000, $10,000, $50,000, $100,000, $500,000? I've seen people do it. And all because it wasn't worth it to them to get in here and get help from a group that's been around for 35 years. I've been doing this for 35 years. Yes, I'm older now. I started at 34. I'm now 69. Yes, I'm older. But my gosh, that's wisdom, guys. That's wisdom. For everything I lack, I make up with wisdom. I move slower, but way more effectively. And hopefully, I'd like to have you in here where I can help you too. See you tonight in San Antonio. And the rest of you want to get that membership, go ahead and text the word radio to 88007. Text the word radio to 88007. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. See you tonight.
Thank you for listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.